Hi, I'm Scott Steedman, and I'd like to nominate a very clever innovation with a rather tricky name, finite element analysis. This really useful innovation is slightly geeky, but it transformed the way that engineers design so many of the products that you take for granted today. Aeroplanes, cars, bridges, tunnels, engines, you name it. The reason is that it enabled engineers to calculate important things like stresses and strains inside solid objects. Let me explain how it works. If you think of one of those children's toys where you can make a model ship or a bridge or anything out of little rods or plates, you'll get the idea. So let's think of a car engine. We need to understand what's happening inside the engine block itself. Imagine that we drew a 3D picture of the engine using only little triangles or elements. The clever bit is that we know how to do sums for simple shapes. So all we have to do is to repeat the sums for every element in our drawing, and hey presto, we can calculate what's happening anywhere in the block, or whatever product we're designing. This brilliant yet simple idea emerged in the early 1960s, inspired by some clever mathematics and a bit of computer science, as computers became powerful enough to process the millions of calculations needed to do the job. The man who pioneered the new method worked at Swansea University. He was called Oleg Zinkovich. I remember him as a big man with white hair and a white goatee beard. Sadly, he died in 2009. Finite element analysis was a breakthrough for industry all over the world, allowing engineers to design and analyze really complex products in a completely new way. Yes, it's an idea rather than a product, but it was a big idea. Think internet to abacus. Finite element analysis transformed what engineers could do for you. Now it needs your vote.
Find out more about great British innovations, including two by me, by visiting www.topbritishinnovations.org.